Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
The African American Cultural Center of the Capital Region is committed to educating, enriching, and empowering residents of the Capital Region through a variety of programs that raise the collective consciousness of all ethnicities to the rich and vibrant history, contribution, and culture of African Americans. This Thursday, the African American Cultural Center of the Capital Region will hold a gala fundraiser in the Swire Theater at the Egg in Albany, New York. The evening will include performances of scenes from A Soldier's Play by Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Charles Fuller, a conversation with an award presentation to Fuller, and much more. It's a great pleasure to welcome Charles Fuller to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
I'm fascinated by, give us a sense of how you came to this work initially, of what you wanted to accomplish. And then we'll talk a little bit later about how it has grown and really taken on a life of its own.
Some time ago, I was interested in the history of soldiers in the United States, and with specific interest in African American soldiers. And I had already written a play called The Brownsville Raid, which was about Theodore Roosevelt and soldiers that were living on the border, and I decided that I'd look at the Second World War. And what I wanted to do was to talk about when African Americans started being officers and moving up in the ranks of a segregated army, and A Soldier's Play as a result of that research.
It is a play that takes place in the 1940s, around 1944.
Yeah.
And you served in the Army. You served much later, though. You served in the late 1950s in Japan and South Korea.
Absolutely.
But I assume that you based some of the soldier part of that on your personal experiences.
Oh, yeah. The life of soldiers, at least at that time, was very much similar to soldiers at any time, in history. You're subject to sergeants and officers and all sorts of situations that you have to face as a soldier. And I think over the centuries, soldiers have basically been very much the same. And so my experience as a soldier was certainly a part of writing the play.
A Soldier's Story was done in the early 1980s. You won the Pulitzer in 1982. Did the success of the play, did the reaction to it surprise you in any way?
Yeah, I was very surprised by it. I certainly didn't think it would win a Pulitzer. In fact, I never thought about that at all. And when it did win, I was the first one that was surprised by the whole situation. I still am not sure why people win such awards. I'm grateful that the play was chosen, but it certainly was a surprise to me.
What do you make of people who interpret it in the sense of who you have said that I always wanted to reach the most people with my work, and that you want to have your argument on the stage. And so through that, when people... What do you want the reaction to be after people view it? Not that you want a certain reaction, but do you want a dialogue to take place? You want seeds planted?
I'd like people to think about what they saw, what they draw from what they see. I have really no control over. To this day, people come up to me and will say things like, why did you... let Peterson be arrested. Why didn't you do this or why didn't you do that? I think a playwright, any writer, quite frankly, has to be prepared to take the heat, as it were, for the writing that he or she does. You do something that you believe is the right thing to do. What other people are going to come away with, you really don't have any control over that. And it was one of the things I learned years before I wrote Soldier's Flame, when I started working with the Negro Ensemble Company in New York City. You can't account for what people come away with. You hope that they like it. You hope they walk away having learned something about whatever it was you were writing about. But on the whole, you really cannot make any assumptions about their reactions to what you're doing. Sometimes it's disappointing. I wrote plays that people hated, and you just have to live with what you've done and hope all the time that what you've done has moved some people. You can't change the world. You can make an evening that people have in the theater an enjoyable one, and you hope that you always do that.
I've heard many writers talk about the work that they love that other people hate, and I find that to be an interesting phenomenon, because you obviously you have the backstory and you have what is special to you. But there's really no understanding what hits with people and what doesn't, is there?
No, not really. If you're trying to please them as you go in, I think you make a mistake. I think what you need to do is to tell the truth as you know it or as you understand it to be, and hope that as a result, the audience will follow you wherever you've directed them in the course of telling your story. But aside from that, I don't really know how you can, decide you're going to please everybody.
Right.
That simply doesn't work. The most extraordinary things, people come away saying, oh, that was terrible. And you may shake your head when you listen to them say that. But everyone has a right, quite frankly. If you pay for a ticket, or even if you are invited to see the show, whatever you come away with is okay. You can't make art something that dictates to the people that see it what they must or must not do.
The following the Pulitzer and following the release of the play, you wrote the screenplay for the mm-hmm. film, and
yeah.
adapted the work for film. It was a magnificent movie directed by Norman Jewison and starring Howard Rollins Jr. And it was nominated for Best Picture, and was quite incredible in 1984. Was that a pleasant experience as far as seeing the work adapted and reaching an even larger audience?
Yes, very much. I enjoyed writing the screenplay. Norman is a great director, and without him it couldn't have happened at all. But I felt very strongly that allowing a larger audience was one of the best things that happened to the play. Writing the screenplay was difficult, principally because I had to tell the same story in a different way. But the result was something that I was proud of, and most of the people that were a part of it were also proud of. We really enjoyed it. I did not spend a great deal of time in those days watching the production come alive in Arkansas, because that's where it was shot.
Mm.
But the result was really quite extraordinary, and I was very happy. And Norma Jewison is the person that deserves all the credit on that, believe it.
The fact that you will be doing this fundraiser for the African American Cultural Center of the Capital Region, and they're using your work to showcase their work ultimately, and also to facilitate a conversation with you about issues within the community and the arts community. And I assume that's something that you have to be proud of as well, that your work can elicit that kind of response.
Oh, yeah. I really am. It has elicited the same response in an awful lot of places since it was done, quite frankly. Its life is quite remarkable. It's being done all over the country every year, and I'm quite proud of that and very happy that it's still something that people feel very strongly about, even though it happened almost 30 years ago. It's really, quite frankly, a long, long time ago. And I'm delighted that it still has a life after all these years.
The African American Cultural Center of the Capital Region's gala fundraiser with Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Charles Fuller takes place this Thursday, April 18th at 6 o'clock in the Swire Theater at the Egg in Albany. You can find out more information by going to aacccr.org, aacccr.org. Charles Fuller, a great pleasure. Thank you very much, and we look forward to having you in the region.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.